Purpose, in my opinion, is a concept that's often misunderstood. I mean, what the hell is purpose anyway? Why does it matter? Questions like, why are we here? Where are we going? Don't worry, I'm going to break this down for you in case you shudder at the thought of me dismantling a sense of purpose. Ultimately, though, purpose is just something you make up in your head. What's really going on is simply deciding that something is important and then doing it because you think it's important. In that regard, you can literally find purpose anywhere. There's purpose in mowing the lawn or doing the laundry. If I so choose, I can, and maybe I have done so on occasion, find purpose in lying in bed and watching a Survivor marathon all day. I do love that show. If I choose to. So it's the subjectivity and complete arbitrariness that somewhat frustrates me about the term purpose. As if it existed out there somewhere independent of your thinking about it. Spoiler alert, it doesn't. What's really happening when someone is seeking purpose is that they are wanting to find an important use of their time. I want to spend my life doing something that feels meaningful. I want to do something that feels important, that I can be proud of. And that's really a different question than looking for some cosmic purpose out there that's going to solve all your problems. So my goal, or well, ironically enough, purpose today, is to examine this pursuit of purpose and really narrow down what it is exactly we're searching for. And in doing that, we just might discover how we can figure out who we are.
You're listening to Zen Sandwich, a podcast for the independent mind and anyone who embraces life despite its absurdities. Join former attorney and professor turned Japanese papermaker Mark Reed each week as he talks with creative, inspiring, and influential people, or as he shares his own research to help make your world a little better today than it was yesterday.
Hey, quick shout out to this episode's sponsor. You got to go check out mandatetoelevate.com. There's a writing course there that will take you all the way from an aspiring writer to becoming a publisher's favorite. There's also a 4-week mentorship program called Path to Confidence. There are books. There's a free affirmation exercise, a gratitude journal, also free. Byron and Mariah Edgington have put something together that is designed to make you a better person, a more confident person. And that's their mandate, to elevate you. mandatetoelevate.com. Go check it out. That is also in the show notes. So when you realize that purpose means what do I find important in life, as opposed to the cosmic sense of the word, then what is my purpose becomes a very practical question. It is the point at which you can go after what you want to do as a career, as well as forging relationships and friendships with people who share the same or similar values. That's what we're really going for here in seeking quote unquote purpose. The problem with the term purpose generally is that it gets butchered in the self-help world, as if there's some predetermined destiny that each one of us has, and all you have to do is find out what that is. And once you do, you'll seemingly never have to answer this question again. That's just not true. And honestly, that kind of vernacular is not very helpful. In fact, it's just downright false. Listen up. Purpose is an ongoing creation. Once more, for those of you in the cheap seats, purpose is an ongoing creation. It's not something you find. It's not under a rock. It's not go 10 paces from this tree and dig, X marks the spot. Purpose is something you create. You maintain. And yeah, sometimes you lose and you have to create it again. The truth isn't as sexy as what they sell you in a lot of the self-help books, but the truth is more helpful. So myth number one to debunk and walk away from is that there is a single purpose for each one of us. Hogwash. You can have many purposes throughout your life. You can find meaning in many things that you do. You can find meaning when you pick up your kid from school or pet your dog or lie in bed at night and pillow talk with your spouse. Furthermore, I would even suggest that it's healthy to diversify your portfolio of purpose throughout your life. If you are only getting purpose from one thing and then that thing is taken away from you, well, you're kind of screwed. You're going to have a deep existential crisis if that happens. But if you derive meaning and purpose from multiple sources throughout your life and one of them is taken from you, then you can fall back on the others for support. This idea that we have one true calling in life is just bullshit. I'm calling bullshit on that. It's a made-up concept. Now, there are some exceptions to this. There are the Gandhis and the Mother Teresas and the Dalai Lamas and Justin Timberlakes out there. There are some people that find their one thing, and that's their thing for their entire lives. If you happen to be born to the royal family of England or Japan for that matter, well, your purpose is kind of already decided for you. You might take up a cause to fight for, but a lot of it's going to be spelled out for you already. But what you have to realize is that these are freak one in 10 million occurrences. For the vast, vast majority of us, we don't know what to do. We just keep figuring it out as we go along. And the thing is, it's very easy to construct a narrative looking backwards in time. And we can say Abraham Lincoln's purpose was to keep the United States unified by going forward with the Civil War, not letting the South secede. Okay, but the thing is, if you were actually Abraham Lincoln living your life at the time, everything would have been uncertain and ambiguous.
The Fed's out of options. Rate cuts, money printing, balance sheet reversals. They call it policy, but it's really panic. This is Endgame Economics, where hope replaces discipline and the illusion of control finally breaks. They're not cutting rates because things are strong. They're cutting because the system is cracking. Inflation's eating savings. The labor market's stalling. Confidence in the dollar is fading fast. For decades, the Fed built a house of paper. Now they're striking the match that could burn it all down, leaving you to pay the price. When's the last time you actually held the wealth you've spent your life working for? My friends at Noble Gold Investments have been helping Americans move from paper wealth into real tangible assets. Numbers on a screen can disappear, but physical gold and silver, they've outlasted every crisis in history. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and get your free wealth protection kit today. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com for your free wealth protection kit. Discover how simple it is to protect your future.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
But we don't live in hindsight. We live in the present moment and constantly marching one little tiny step at a time into the future. Okay, so that's myth number one, the one true calling myth. Myth number two is that purpose is static, that it never changes. Like you find one thing you care about and boom, the next 50 years is settled. That's just what you do until you die. And again, of course, this does happen for some people, but as I mentioned, they are the exceptions. What actually happens for most of us is that your purpose evolves over time. What matters and is important to you at 20 is very different from what matters and is important to you at 40. This is a good thing. It means you're growing and exploring. Let me put it another way. The stupid shit I thought that was important at 20, I am so glad I have moved on from that. My sense of purpose has evolved quite a lot since then, and for the better. Okay, so purpose is not static. Finally, myth number three, that purpose solves everything. It solves some things. Purpose is like food for your mind. Eating doesn't solve all your problems, but if you don't eat, you're not going to solve any problems. But even with purpose, you are still going to live with doubt and uncertainty. That's another repeater. You are still going to live with doubt and uncertainty. And that's okay. That's called life, man. You're still going to have bad days. You're going to have days where you don't feel motivated. Even if you have your dream job, you're still going to hate like 20% of it. Or you're just not going to like doing it all the time, every living second. So having a sense of purpose does help you solve some problems. and get to the more important questions after you have that sense. Because if you don't have any ongoing purpose, well, solving problems becomes extremely difficult. Purpose is necessary, but not sufficient. I'm doing a lot of repeaters today. Here's one more. Purpose is necessary, but not sufficient for happiness and well-being. Okay, now that those myths are dispelled, let's get to the entree here. Finding purpose. No, not finding. Creating purpose. Purpose means you're spending your time well and that your challenges are meaningful. Long-term purpose means something matters more than yourself. I just touched on this recently in an episode, but this is sort of expanding upon that thought, not regurgitating it. Purpose is an idea, another person, an activity that you're willing to sacrifice for, that you're willing to give something up for the sake of that thing or purpose. Not only are you willing, but you're pleased to give up something for it. Purpose is the inverse of narcissism or selfishness. That is, you care about something greater than yourself. And if you have trouble that, well, A, if you're a narcissist, you're probably not listening to Zen Sandwich, so I doubt any of my listeners fall in that category. But even if you are not a selfish narcissist, it's still worthwhile to ask yourself, what does it feel like to not make yourself the center of the universe so much? What does it feel like to put a person, idea, or goal ahead of your own pleasure? And of course, this little exercise is not fun. But the more often you do that, the more often you have meaning and purpose. Essentially, the question of purpose is a question of values. And when you realize that, you have a clearer path to your answer of what is your quote-unquote purpose. Ultimately, you have a clearer path to becoming who you are meant to be, who you really are. So here's your 5 minutes in. Do an audit of your sense of purpose in life. And from what aspect do you derive a sense of purpose? Is it from your work? Is it from your relationships? Do you have meaningful goals? Do you have things that you are willing to make a sacrifice for? Take some time to do this. I know it's 5 minutes in. Maybe take 10 minutes on this one. And you can answer no to all those questions. I don't get a sense of purpose from work or maybe from relationships or maybe I don't have any meaningful goals. It's okay if your answer is no. The thing is, if that's your answer, you now know what to look for. What is greater than you? What would you be willing to sacrifice your energy and your time for, actually to sacrifice your pleasure for? Because you derive a deeper sense of pleasure through meaning. And that's it. On this one, this episode, I'm not going to tell you, oh, here's your purpose. Oh, go watch this movie or read this book and you'll find your purpose. What I'm telling you is to ask yourself, what has real value in my world, in your world? What am I willing to sacrifice myself for? The lesson today is to do that audit. Examine your life. As Socrates opined in Plato's Apology, the unexamined life is not worth living. So examine your life, folks. Ironically, to make it worth living is to discover that which you would give up your life for, or at least make a substantial sacrifice. So seek out your values, your meaning, and if you want to call it purpose, you can, and become who you are meant to be. Hope this helps. Hey there, Sandwich Society. If you enjoyed this episode, Zen Sandwich is a listener-supported podcast, and we sure could use all the help we can get. Even just a fiver is appreciated. Go to zensandwich.com, and you could do a direct donation through PayPal or become a monthly supporter through Patreon. Either way, it makes my day, and it keeps the lights on for the show. As always, thanks for listening, and breathe. Don't forget to breathe.